This is a dictation for Antonio Wynn. A-N-T-O-N-E-O-W-Y-N-N. Antonio Wynn, date of birth 7/2/1980, and date of service 12/29. Sorry, date of service is 1/31/2022. Was a victim of he was on a motorbike and was hit by a car in front of his house. And this resulted in the handlebars hit the ground, landed on the side. However, there was no direct head trauma. He injured on his left shoulder, neck, and lower back, more towards the left side. He already had a surgery for the lumbar spine. L4, L5 spine was fused. At Henry Ford Hospital, in addition, patient also had a surgery prior to this current accident in 2018 for the lower back. The patient was found to be cocaine positive on his initial urine drug screen, so he has not been provided with any pain medications due to this issue. The patient was referred to a addiction specialist and substance abuse specialist for therapy. His MRIs for the CT scan can only be done. No MRI can be done due to a bullet in his face. And the MRI CT scan, sorry, the CT scan of the cervical spine shows mild narrowing of C4-5 intervertebral disc, space with narrowing of the neural foramina of the left C4-5. In the thoracic spine is completely normal. In lumbar spine, CT scan shows a fusion of L5-S1 and no other issues are identified. That CT scan was C64-2021. However, on 12/18/2021, another MRI was done. It showed bulging disc at L4-5 and sacroiliac joints were completely normal. Then he has a right knee which is completely normal. X-rays of the tibia fibula and hip are completely normal. Chest X-ray was normal. Pelvis X-rays were normal. Femur was normal. CT abdomen was normal. And hence, the patient reports the pains are only up to between 5 and 6. His left shoulder, he can do the abduction up to 120 degrees. Pain level is only 5. The neck pain and the lower back pain is also around 6. He reports relief of pain up to 50% in the neck and the lower back and the after the surgery. His ADLs are not gravely affected except mood, which is 6. In the system review, patient reports no headaches, dizziness, vertigo, double vision, vision problem, memory problem, focus problem, balance problem, none of them. No anxiety, depression, panic either reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness along with pain in the lower back, and hip pain is reported. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. The respiratory patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level, and he is compliant, and no substance abuse is reported. Physical examination, blood pressure is 160 over 86, pulse is 96, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of 12/29/2021, dictation number 0102-001. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to continue patient wishes. Patient doesn't want any injections, CESI or LESI, to the neck or the lower back, and also to the left shoulder for any relief. It appears that the patient just is interested in a physical therapy, which is continuing 2 times per week. That was signed on the last visit. And with traction massage, aquatherapy. And patient is also full-time working. No disability is noticed. And he'll be seen in another 30 days. Thank you. The lab reviewed, and he's already taking a personal physician and a GABA neuron was also provided. On the last visit, that brought relief. The radiculopathy to the left leg is less.